Glad you could join us today. If you've been going to the Detroit Auto Show over the years, you know that Cobo Center has undergone an enormous transformation. The North American International Auto Show is open to the public through Sunday, and current state Scott Pohl is here with an update on what's new at Cobo. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Cobo is vastly different these days. A $279 million multi-year renovation is nearing its end. Inside, the changes have included new uses for the former Cobo Hall, the former home of the Detroit Pistons and numerous rock concerts. Fixing Cobo up was crucial to keeping the auto show in Detroit, but lots of other convention business is heading to the Motor City as a result. For several years, I've checked in with the general manager of Cobo Center, Tom Connors, for an update. The biggest change this year is outside Cobo.
Well, there are two very large format video boards approaching 60 foot by 30 feet on the northeast corner of the building, and we're showing advertising for the auto show. In the future, they'll serve a marquee function, but they're also a preview of coming attractions. We'll have a larger format, 120 foot by 60 foot giant screen on the front east-facing facade of the building, and that will be serving not only a marquee function, but will also showcase area attractions, upcoming events, not only at Cobo, but the things going around in the city as well.
The bigger video board going up yet this year?
Yes, in the spring. We'll be all finished with the improvements to Cobo, the $279 million renovation this spring.
Now, as I approached the building, the content on the screens, of course, it looked beautiful. The image it brought to my mind was the Strip in Vegas. You've compared it maybe more appropriately to Times Square in New York City. There's an entertainment value of the content there. It's not just advertising.
That is absolutely true, and people are remarking about that. And we will have 24 hours, 7 days a week to program it, so we're using a lot of different content that will not only showcase what's going on within the city and the facility, but, you know, area attractions and informative pieces, entertainment pieces, and frankly, some things just to show off the technology to add to that entertainment value.
One thing I noticed is how good the sound was out there. There was some promotional material about the auto show as I approached the building. The sound is outstanding. Was that also part of the same project?
It was, and technology is an amazing thing. I don't think we anticipated it at the time we thought about putting the large screen videos out on the front of the building, but it certainly has received a great response from both attendees, advertisers, and show producers. So I think it's a fun part of the experience that wasn't there before, that no one's ever seen at a convention center anywhere before, so we're really proud about that unique aspect of it.
Was there work on the interior of the building since we talked a year ago?
Sure was, and it's actually connected to the video communication system that's now installed throughout the facility. Every meeting room has a video screen that tells you what's going on there. It can be programmed for templates and logos of the activities related to the activities of the show or the event that's taking place. Additionally, we have a full-service production studio, television production studio and soundstage that's been added, 4,500 square foot soundstage here inside that's going to help us produce some of the content for this video communication system. We've upgraded our Wi-Fi and IT. Other changes people will see is Cobo had a traditional carpet here for many years that had the name Cobo in it, so if you really got lost, you could look down and figure out where you were. It's gone, and a lot of people notice this. We now are upgrading our lobby and public concourse areas to really have a high-quality hotel lobby feel to it, and as we finish in the spring and we add more furniture, both work desks for people that need to have an office away from home, as is often part of what their responsibilities are when they're attending off-site events, as well as comfortable soft furniture where people can just relax and have conversations. We've opened our food court and City View Lounge, which with the addition of Cobo Square, which is an extension of our campus out in front of the building, which used to be the front of the arena. We will now have a campus that goes from the riverfront to the curb at Jefferson, and we expect that to have a lot of outside activity, whether cafe, bistro, functions, or just recreation while people are attending events here at Cobo. And we're also planning on community-related events going on there as well.
What has all of this work meant to convention bookings here?
Well, we're pleased to say that it's been a great success. The ROI of the project has proven itself in the fact that our bookings have more than doubled since we started the renovation project, and it hasn't been that long. The Detroit Regional Convention Facilities Authority was started in 2009, and they got right to work. 5 years later, a comparable major public works project might be just putting a shovel in the ground because of the land acquisition, planning, design, construction bids, et cetera. But they got to work right away, and we're 90% finished now, 5 years into the deal.
You have more than one, I assume, but you have another major event coming up in a few months.
Well, for the first time in the last 20 years, we have multiple major events, national conventions, happening almost monthly. But one we are really targeting and looking forward to is ASAE, the American Society of Association Executives, coming in August. In our industry, the meetings conventions industry, this is the Super Bowl of conventions because it's attended by people who plan conventions on behalf of associations, national associations. And historically, cities that host this event will bring in 20 or more new events as a result of having these people visit and kind of test drive the city as a destination for their events in the future. So our pipeline for future business is full. We have multi-year bookings with Shell Eco Marathon and USA Volleyball, to name a few. But 15, 16, 17 are strong on the calendar, continue to be strong. And the great work of the Detroit Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau in representing COBO and this destination is also paying off. They're doing a great job.
Part of booking conventions isn't just the quality of the facility where the convention will be held, but it's the surrounding community, things to do when people aren't convening, I guess might be a way of putting it. And Detroit would seem to be on the rebound on that score, too.
There's no question. Conventions are looking for a destination, not just the location of the event. And the transformation of COBO truly is a reflection of the transformation of downtown Detroit. More new residents moving in all the time. I think apartment occupancies are close to 95-97%. New hotels opening, the Crown Plaza this past year across the street, a new boutique hotel planned for next year, an A-Loft Starwood product has opened downtown as well, and restaurants almost every week. Large and small, comfort food, defined dining, new breweries and distilleries. Detroit's alive, and a lot of people moving here, a lot of people moving back downtown. Precedent set a couple of years ago when Mr. Gilbert started bringing more and more of Quicken's, consolidated Quicken's operation downtown, Blue Cross Blue Shield, moved more of their people downtown. A lot of those people are now resident and supporting all of the great things that are happening in terms of the downtown redevelopment.
Is the new rail service on Woodward going to help?
It's a tremendous link for us because it will complement the current People Mover. The People Mover has a stop at COBO Center as well as adjacent to or at most of the major downtown hotels. And it will also have a drop-off, two drop-offs for in close proximity to the M1 rail. So that'll open up a public transportation path right up through Midtown to the north part of the central city.
The totality of this project at COBO, am I remembering correctly, $279 million, is that right, roughly?
That's correct.
Has it been worth it? Is it paying off?
Well, I would think that the new bookings, the highest booking rate, highest occupancy rate, and record revenues that we're achieving this year and see continuing on into the future, as I refer to it, the return on investment is paying off, yes.
Tom Connors is General Manager of COBO Center. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.